This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. Maybe NBA TV. We'll talk about that coming up, I'm sure.
You sure about that, Kenny?
2-0 series over. Get ready for the Boston Celtics. Is that what you believe?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of going that way, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they, the Orlando Magic, by the end of that game, looked like they'd rather be anywhere else on the planet.
I told you.
Than Cleveland.
There was like about just like under a minute left or something, and Gary Harris, after that long timeout, after like the reviews, Gary Harris went to check in, and like, because I was watching, I was able to watch on Bally, and Gary Harris went to check in at the scorer's table, and he looked like he wanted to be anywhere but there. He looked like he was clocking in for a job he hated. So this is, it's been two dominating wins, both at home. Series shifts to Orlando on Thursday. I keep wanting to say it's tomorrow, but it's Thursday. 7 p.m., which is also an NBA TV game, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Get ready.
And, I think that'll probably be the last gasp. The Cavs were up by 20. Mitch said he was afraid they were going to blow the lead. Because and we'll talk about the Lakers coming up, I'm sure, during about last night.
I wasn't afraid at any point.
I wasn't either. I really wasn't either. Like, if they get a 20-point lead against Boston, I'm not going to be comfortable. If they get a 20-point lead against Milwaukee, I'm not going to be comfortable. Man, I was very comfortable with a 20-point lead. When it got down to 9, and I didn't look at social media, and I'm glad I didn't look at social media, because like after the game, I went back and looked at the people I follow, and they were freaking out when it was a 9-point lead. Freaking out. And I'm thinking, but they got it back up to 14, and everything was fine. I don't understand. I never thought, never had the thought that they would actually come back and get us. Never once. And you agree.
Yeah, what, they were...
They got it back out to 15, I beg your pardon, 15.
They were 9 of 35 from three-point range in this game, and the other day they were 8 of 37. So Orlando had convinced themselves, and I understand it, you lose a game one, you don't want to overreact. You say all the open shots are going to hit, you know, in game two. And the Cavs, certainly, why would you change your game plan? Like, let's force them to make the shots. They couldn't make the shots. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to get every rebound. Every loose ball is going to go our way. Every long rebound is going to come right to the hands of Jared Allen. Every tip. There was no chance at any point of a comeback, because to forge a legitimate comeback, you need to be able to do a couple things, Kenny. You need to be able to get rebounds, and you have to be able to hit shots. They can do neither in this series. It's a wrap.
Yeah. 216-474-0092. Do you think that the series is done? Do you think that it's wrong for us to say that the series is done? You are steadfast with me that the series is over with. I just don't think that, you know, when yesterday with Jalen Suggs, it looked like he was never going to play basketball again.
Yeah.
And they put a wrap on it. You could tell he went up to try to go get a rebound. And if you noticed, he like did this pirouette on one foot when
exactly
he landed.
I know exactly the player you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Okay. He did this pirouette on one foot when he landed. I go, yeah, he is. It's weird because these guys that get carried, like Jalen Suggs was literally carried off the floor and then he's able to return. And I think a lot of people, because they're all good athletes, they go, well, was he really that hurt, or were we just being dramatic about it? I go, well, it's the NBA. You can see everything going on. You're right there on a small floor in the middle of everybody there. and they put a wrap on it. You could tell he was playing injured in that basketball game. Again, I mentioned
he's the heart and soul of their team.
I mentioned
he's the guy that creates belief in everything they do.
Yep.
The minute he went down in that game, I think we scored on the next six possessions fairly easily.
Yep.
Like the spirit was sucked out of them. And I know he came back and, you know, he created a little bit of havoc here and there. But then Darius hit those threes. He hit the two back-to-back. He ends up 4-7 from three-point line. And that was it. I mean, I know they made another mini run to get it into single digits at the end of the game, but there was no chance.
Are you afraid of Jonathan Isaac?
Well, yeah, their broadcaster told us to be
We were
scared.
Supposed to be scared of Jonathan Isaac. So are we afraid of Jonathan Isaac?
I feel bad because...
I'm not trying to talk trash.
This is what we do. We're up two games to nothing.
I'm not trying to be tough-talking, puff my chest out. I'm trying to call it down the line and even be respectful. Because I do think that the Magic, there's definitely some players that they're finding are unplayable in this series. I mean, Mo Wagner was losing his mind by the end of the game, and you could tell they did him a favor by fouling him out of that basketball game. But I'm trying to be respectful. I think that the Magic do have a bright future. I think that they're dealing with a lot of stuff that we might have dealt with last year, and we'll bring that up again coming up at 7. But I'm not afraid of Jonathan Isaac. I knew that he'd be good defensively, but man, he was the story of everything last week.
Well, he was
leading
the
up to it.
Because he was not a starter for them all year. And then when they finally put him in the starting lineup in the last game of the year, he had put together quite a highlight reel defensively. And in this series, they're just pushing him around. He is not ready for prime time. Not at all. He has not made any defensive plays. Maybe one, he came over and was the second man on a block of an Evan Mobley shot where he was the help defender. And that's about it. He has been able to do nothing in this series. And I almost feel bad because I said, you know, I think the Cavs are going to win in 5. I think they're going to be closely hard-fought games, but we have too much scoring for them. I was wrong. They're not close. The Magic... I don't even think the Magic are just happy to be there. I think we're imposing our will to such an extent where they're miserable to be there.
Well, I thought yesterday, because I haven't slept, basically. It's been an hour, I think, and that's about it, especially after last night's Lakers debacle. I thought yesterday would be a real big punch back, and it was kind of, it just never felt that way. Now, I will tell you, I was hosting a radio show in my office with the TV on, so I didn't get the entire scope of it. Were people worked up at the very... Because I took some notes, but I couldn't really take notes about through a quarter and a half until we were off the air. Because we had the Browns draft preview show, which, go ahead and let me have it on that if you want to. We don't have a first-round pick, but either way, we did the preview show, which is actually some good content.
What did you guys preview?
We previewed pick 54. Previewed pick 54. Got into some quarterback talk with some of the other QBs. Gave a bold prediction or two.
Ooh, okay.
Had Matt Miller, heard Andrew Berry, which we'll play in about last night. So that was good, but I knew that everybody was going to be interested in the Cavs, and I knew I had to be paying it. So I'm trying to do two things at once where I'm trying to see what's going on, but I can't listen to the game because I'm doing the show, and that would be disrespectful. So I gotta make sure. And I didn't feel that there was any pensiveness at all throughout the first half. I mean, it was, what was a 14-point lead at halftime, and then that was, I basically was ready to set sail there for the rest of the night. Did you feel anything with the crowd or with the fans?
I thought the crowd looked great.
On social media?
I thought the crowd that was there looked great.
But pensiveness, like, oh, well, they might swing back onto this side, because I thought that this might be a one where they swing.
Well,
I
again,
really think game 3 is the last gasp for Orlando, but
this is the second straight game where the third quarter was just almost unwatchable all the way around. Cavs had built their lead. They got at times, you know, bogged down, but because the Magic were desperate, and the Magic are fully capable of making life hell on you to try to score. And so it didn't surprise me. And so I think in that third quarter, I think some fans were like, here we go again. It's really tough for us to even conduct our offense. But if you're watching the other playoff series, I mean, I'm watching a ton, especially because it was a blowout yesterday. So I'm moving my way over to the Knicks-Philly game. It's really hard to score, and a lot of that is unwatchable, and you got better players in that series.
I agree. I thought that I think that this is kind of par for the course.
Yeah,
on
this
a lot
is
of
welcome
this.
To the playoffs.
You know, I'm going, yeah, we're not scoring a lot, but they're not either. You know, they're not hitting their shots, and they're, I mean, you, some of these guys with Orlando, you are leaving wide open.
Yes, and that's by design.
Yes, you are leaving wide open to take some of these threes, and they are not hitting these threes. I mean, Gary Harris hit a bunch, and that was cool. good for him, I guess. But, like, there were a lot of guys that they just, fine, you go right on ahead. I mean, Jonathan Isaac, 1 of 7. And I noticed
all in the corner,
I saw about
wide
four
open.
Of his. Yeah.
Basically, and what teams do to Evan Mobley, and he's not capable of hitting these down, and Evan's hit a few.
So, I kind of want to ask you, like, is that the spot on the floor, or are they just like, is he in the wrong spot and he's taking that shot, or is that his spot and they just don't care?
That's where, what you're talking, if you're Orlando?
No, if you're the Cavs defensively. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. Like obviously I'm not watching where Jonathan Isaac is shooting threes every single game like I would be. Like, Evan Mobley, because of the, you know, you and me and Jason getting into it about Evan Mobley and taking threes, I'm looking at his spots on the floor. That's not his spot. This is his spot. This is where he's comfortable. And you're kind of seeing this here and there, and the gather and finding the right opportunity to be able to shoot, because it does take him a while to gather, as you brought up, and it's still a work in progress. But I'm watching, I watch guys who are just left open. They're going, yeah, you go ahead, you take that. We'll just take the rebound and we'll get the ball back on the other end. And if you hit it fine, but I'm going to take my chances on this. Is that a spot on the floor thing, or is that just like, hey, we just don't respect this shot? It could be a little column A, column B.
They don't, and there's a lot of guys in the league, even in the playoffs, where every team has to have a weak link. Now, I know right now it looks like Orlando has 7 of them. So, you know, it's like the opposite of pick your poison.
Yeah.
Because every single spot on the floor, those guys, they're starting to shake their head. They're getting down. This was a big part of this series. And we talked about this, you know, in the lead up to the series last week, is to get up to good leads, get off to a good start. And I know that sounds obvious, like every team in the world. But as you saw, the Denver Nuggets don't need to get off to a good start. They're fine. They're fine dealing with the pressure of being down 15, 20. It doesn't matter. Against LeBron, of all people. Like, they don't care. The Cavs, the psyche, and how fragile they were at times. Certainly last year in the playoffs, but, you know, at times this year too, they could not afford in this series to get down and have everybody in that building, especially at home, get on pins and needles.
Yeah.
That was not going to be a spot. And the good news is they just came out and they understood exactly what they needed to do. They got out easy buckets, never stopped, kept putting the pressure on them. And they are totally fine with Jonathan Isaac. If he hits 4 in a row in the corner, they might take a step towards him. But if that's going to be the whole offense by Orlando, then by all means.
I think that right now I'm so happy. 216-474-0092. Does it feel like the series is already over for you? I think a lot of people are going to say no, because they're going to be apprehensive. They're going to be emotional. That's fine. I have to look at this. It's not about me. It's not about tough talk and emotional, Ken. I want to point that out. I think I'm trying to be as fair and trying to evaluate as much as I possibly can. And I just don't think that they have what it takes to win the series over the Cavs. I didn't expect Evan Mobley to be hacked as much as he is. And I should have, but I didn't expect him to play as tough as I think he's trying to play. I think he's really dealing. I mean, they did everything except take out lacrosse sticks and try to beat him with them. And yes, as a man who's been beaten with lacrosse sticks in my life, I understand that that can be a tough task to deal with. I mean, they're basically balling up and socking him every time he gets the ball in the block. But Jared Allen has played. He's played exceptionally all year.
Has he made up for last year's disappearing?
I think so. I really
do. It's only been two games.
I know it's a tough thing. That's a tough thing to say.
And it's the Magic, and fans are in my mentions telling me, who cares? It's the Magic. Okay. Well, I guess no playoff games matter anymore. Now we don't care about the regular season or the playoffs.
You can't double down on cynicism. You cannot double down on cynicism. I can't sit there and tell everybody, like, I thought they were going to win this series. Now, I thought they might do it in 6, maybe even 7, because that's what everybody was saying.
I thought the games would be more competitive.
The people that we have in, it's been 2, but here I am trying to cover my bases. I'm not going to do that. There were plenty of people worried that they would lose to the Magic in this series. You can't then double down. There were people who were saying they're going to lose to the Magic. Cavs fans said they were going to lose to the Magic. Now, I never said that. As angry as you got me to be about that last 80-second game, I was not saying that they were going to lose to the Magic, and I certainly didn't want them to lose to the Magic as much as we play games here on the show. You can't double down and say, well, then it's just the Magic if you were thinking they were going to lose to the Magic. That doesn't make any sense. You can't double down. You can't just be so emotional where you double down on that. I mean, I guess you can. You can do whatever you want, but it's nonsensical, and I'm not going to take anybody seriously doing that. I have to give credit where it's due. We thought that this was going to be – we knew that they were going to be – try to make it a rock fight, try to play tough, try to throw elbows. They have. There's no way on earth either Jared Allen's the coolest cat in the history of basketball players or he's lying to our faces, which is perfectly fine. There's no way on earth he hadn't thought about last year and about all the hell he had to pay for the lights too bright comment. He played like that the entire season this season, and obviously he's playing like that in the playoffs where everything is tougher, everything is stronger, they're feeding him, he's taking care of it, everything has been fantastic with him. He had 20 total rebounds last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's playing his ass off.
Dominant.
And he's dominant. He's not just playing tough. He's dominant, and I think he's opening up opportunities for Evan Mobley. That's how I see it.
Everything Mitchell Robinson did to us and did to Jared Allen last year and Evan Mobley, that is what Jared Allen is doing to the entire city of Orlando.
All right.
They never want to see that dude again.
So we got a lot of analysis in. I'm glad we did because a lot of people didn't get to see that game. We will talk about that at 6:40.
A playoff game.
There was a mess, and I didn't even notice until half a quarter in. I'm going to tell you guys about that at 6:40. Coming up next, there was a massive, massive letdown last night on the West Coast. And you got to read the tea leaves on the draft. Because if you listen to that preview show last night, you heard Andrew Berry say this next in About Last Night.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Cavaliers halfway to the second round, a commanding 96-86 win over the Magic and a, I think, Kenny, pretty unflappable 2-0 lead in this series.
Is it a dagger?
I think this series is all but over. Like, I'm trying to think, Orlando, if they hit their corner threes that were leaving them wide open, is that going to be enough to steal one game at home? Maybe, but, I mean, the Cavs could also play way better, too. Could they not?
Well, if they win in five, I'm going to say, they also could.
We shot 30% from three.
Yeah. Wasn't it even worse in game one?
I mean, Donovan Mitchell was 2-10 for 3-point.
So what'll bother me is, like, say they lose game four, like, there's going to be an overreaction. When's game four? Is that Saturday?
You mean if we're already up 3-0?
Yeah, if we're up 3-0, and then they play on Saturday, and then you come back, like, wouldn't there be an overreaction by the fan base?
I actually don't think there would be.
Really?
I think it would be, hey, all right, come home, get it taken care of.
You're the one who says, apparently we're going to hear some, it's going to be one hell of a segment at 8:20 after Sal Palantonio joins us at 8. I don't know what's going to happen. Literally, I don't know. Lyman looked at me with a very devious look like he was Mr. Fuji of what's going to happen here at 8:20 this morning. But, like, I think there's people champing at the bit to try to find. I mean, you're telling me that there are people who, one, thought that they were going to lose this series, and then two, turn right around and say, it's just the Magic.
Well, I am seeing that.
Okay, so I think people are looking for a reason to be cynical.
Yeah. Well, you can't be cynical about Jared Allen, who.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brought it on every possession last night. He played damn near 40 minutes and had 20 rebounds and was so dominating with 9 offensive rebounds. Each and every one of those more heartbreaking than the previous one to the Magic. Because you're getting stops, right? You think you're getting stops, and then he is just getting every single rebound, and you're getting either wide open threes or layups afterwards. And right now, Jared Allen, winning hearts, certainly changing minds.
I'm a fan of Jarrett's. I will tell you that. Go ahead.
It's not really important for me to change my reputation. I know who I am as a person, but I know the reputation is still not changed. You know, we're only 2 games in. Do we want to change it as a team? Probably. You know, we want to be known as a team that's going to go out there and fight every single night, and still have a long way to go for that.
Fair evaluation, but I think he's changed the reputation throughout the year, at least about his personal play.
Has he not? I mean, he has responded in a big way. And, you know, look, we won't know. I mean, they're probably not going to get matched up at the Knicks at any point, but I feel pretty confident knowing that it would have gone differently for him, at least. Who knows if he would have won the series? And, I mean, the Knicks are up in 2 really hard-fought games against the 76ers. It honestly looks like 2 even teams. I mean, both of those teams are just trading punches. And the Knicks have been able to get, you know, the late buckets that they've needed, the clutch baskets. But I think Jared Allen would have been up for anybody.
Yeah.
That just seems to be his demeanor. Everything about him has blown me away. Donovan Mitchell, who I said, you know, came out firing again. He ended up with 23 points, not nearly as efficient as he was in game 1. It took 22 shots, 2 of 10 from 3-point line. He knows he can be, and the team can be even better.
Great, we got the win, we're up 2-0, but we're not looking just to be up 2-0, looking to be perfect, you know what I mean? And there's no such thing as perfection, but you continuously want to chase it. And if I'm not doing my job, then that's kind of my mode right now. Like, I can be better for the group, you know, as a whole, and I will be.
Boy, his emotion. Have you noticed, we used to do this with LeBron and note the demeanor change in LeBron from the regular season to the postseason. That is, I think, where we have quipped oftentimes about flipping the switch and LeBron, oh, dark 30 or whatever the hell we would call it.
Zero dark 23.
It is different now. It is different now with Donovan Mitchell, is it not? I mean, he has gone out of his way to not only show that emotion, but also he's getting the crowd fired up more than just about anybody. And I think that has been something that he's been cognizant of. He's not stupid. He knows what the rumors are. He knows that everybody outside of Cleveland thinks he's leaving. Well, and a lot of people in Cleveland thinks he's leaving.
Well, I think that there's some people who are trying to protect their feelings on this Cavs team and Donovan Mitchell. I also think that there are people looking for a reason to cling on. And I think that he's given them a reason to kind of cling on and get back with the group emotionally here on what they could do. Now, I think it's best for his business, but I think that he'd be an idiot, and I don't think he is, to not know that there are people just outside. Again, Kendrick Perkins, 4 minutes before tip-off on Saturday's game. Well, he's got 1 foot out the door already. It's like, wow, we're going to be reminded of this right before the game here. Okay, this is fun for everybody involved on this broadcast. Like, he knows that people bring this stuff up. I think he does play with a chip on his shoulder. I saw that Athletic, the overrated thing, where he was one of the others receiving votes. I mean, we can dive into that if we want to. We got Danny Cunningham at 7:20 this morning. I don't think he's overrated. I really don't think so at all. But, I mean, we could talk to Danny about what the – I mean, this is a player's vote thing here. So we'll talk to Danny about that. But I tell you, I think that he is cognizant of everything around him, and he knows that he's got to kind of be an olive branch to the fans to get them back emotionally with them.
We have one more NBA clip before we get to Andrew Berry. It was a wild, wild finish there in Denver. The Lakers – I got up to feed, got a little nappy, got up to feed baby Mason, looked at the score, and I'm like, do I have to now watch this game? I have to now watch this game. So
yeah, you did.
There I am at about 1 in the morning watching the end of this one. It was a 20-point game at one point. The Nuggets were down, but They had a chance. They did not call timeout to corral a rebound. And here's the final call as heard on Turner Sports.
Murray makes a move. There's a
Jamal Murray, the dagger, quite literally a dagger. The Nuggets go up 2-0. You want to talk about heartbreaking, debilitating. The Lakers thought they were going to steal home court advantage. Anthony Davis had 32 points, but it was not enough. Another signature Nuggets win, ho-hum. Jokic, 27 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists. He does it all. Incredible theater.
I can't believe, like, again, Mitch and I kind of had a back and forth before the show because Mitch thought the Cavs were going to give up a 20-point lead and lose the game.
No. That's not what I thought.
All right, then explain yourself, tough guy. You got a microphone in front of yourself. Just say it because that's what you said before the show.
I didn't say that they were going to blow a 20-point lead.
What did he say, Owen?
You were concerned that they were going to blow a 20-point lead.
All right, so go ahead and speak.
No, I was saying before the show that even with the 20-point lead, with any team in the NBA nowadays, a lot of those times the lead is not safe, especially that early on in the game. It was early on in the second half that I was worrying. With about 6 minutes left, I thought to myself, okay, even when they got down to 9, I'm like, all right, we probably have this, but just don't let them go on a big run. And the way they were shooting, they couldn't go on a big run.
Yeah, that's not what you said before the show. That's all right. That's okay. It's all right. I think you just heard what Lyman and I were saying in the first half and or first part of the show, and you just decided to use that because that's not what you said at all before the show. That's okay. Apparently, everybody's going to team up on me at 8:20.
Just an incredible.
Mitch doesn't know to team up.
I'm in the Fox. Well, that didn't help my matter.
What side he wants to be.
Oh, we can tell which one he's going to be on after that. Go ahead.
Final note, Andrew Berry appeared right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan, the home of the Cleveland Browns, on the draft preview show with Ken Carman, and had this to say about the priority positions in the draft.
People know we're a quarterback-centric organization. It's the most important position in sports. I think people know that we like linemen. Like, I don't think that's a secret. And then, you know, really positions that influence the passing game. You know, that's really our priority. Now, we don't operate exclusively in that manner. And you have to be able to be flexible just because you can't dictate or control the draft. But over the long run, you'll probably see our investment in those areas.
Andrew Berry laying out the blueprint of what they're going to do with pick number 54.
He was talking with Nathan, by the way. Yeah, but he laid it out. There you go. Got to read the tea leaves. Positions that influence the passing game. Interesting. Influence the quarterback position.
What do you think it means, Kenny? Tell us what it means.
You tell me what it means there, buddy boy. Are we looking at tight ends? Are we looking at more wide receivers? More wide receivers? Offensive lineman does influence the passing game.
Heck yeah, it does.
It does. You know, we're not sure about Jedrick Wills' future. And I know how you feel about the Jack Conklin signing yesterday. So there you go.
Did I feel more vitriolic about the Jack Conklin signing, or that I was done with the conversation about the Browns with Daryl and I wanted to get back to the Cavs?
Basically, yeah.
I'm sorry, Daryl.
It's okay.
Daryl walked into it. That wasn't his fault. I felt bad about it.
Knock it off. Not in the mood for that today.
Let's just start fights with our guests.
I do like doing that.
It is fun.
I think that's more fun.
It is fun.
Who do we have on today?
We got Danny Cunningham at 7:20. Guess what we're going to do? We're going to start a fight with him.
I don't think so. What's the fight? What Cavs fans seem united right now, right?
Hope so.
The ones that could actually watch the game?
Well, that's coming up next, my friend. Is that it for
that's
about
it.
Last night? Outstanding as always. Now, we got Sal Palantonio. We will talk draft with Sal Pal coming up at 8 o'clock. He's the premier NFL insider for ESPN. Mr. Cavalier, Austin Carr, he is penciled in at 9:20 this morning. And we got Danny coming up at 7:20 this morning. So you're going to want to go nowhere but right here on 92.3 The Fan and 92.3thefan.com. What they're saying in the locker room, we'll hear from Danny coming up at 7:20 this morning. And you're going to want to hear it because apparently you couldn't see it last night, a lot of you, because we had a blackout during a playoff game in Northeast Ohio. It's coming up next on The Fan. Danny Cunningham, 7:20. We might have to give like a play-by-play recount like Morse code back in the day because I did not know. I was doing the preview show for the draft. And I was in my office doing it on the radio, and I looked at social media because we had the Andrew Berry interview, and that was taped earlier with Nathan. We had the Andrew Berry interview, and I look at my computer, and it's like a bunch of people complaining that it's blacked out. And I switched over to NBA TV, and sure as hell, it was blacked out. Now, I'm a regular cable subscriber. I know, congratulations on all my success. I didn't realize they'd black it out. And there were people, you got to explain this. There were people who had the apps and they were blacked out some way, somehow. Are there people who had the Bally's app and they were blacked out?
Supposedly, it had their cable location, their geo-tracking confused as if they weren't in Cleveland and so they were in other places. So you can't watch Bally's, you know, Great Lakes. Is that what it's called here? You can't watch that.
One of the two.
No, this one's Bally's Ohio.
Bally's Ohio. You can't see that if you're in Detroit. So your only chance then would be NBA TV. But if you don't have NBA TV because you don't have real cable, I don't know how it works. It just seems like a lot of people were missing out on it entirely.
But I have real cable.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember at like 6:45, I clicked over to NBA TV, and it was like the pregame show, whatever. And then I clicked over somewhere else, and I basically clicked over to Bally, and I didn't even think twice about it. And then I looked, and I said, what the hell is this? And I clicked back over to NBA TV, and it was blacked out on mine. Says, this is a restricted area. You can't watch this, that, and the other. But I don't understand people who had the, like, I want to make this clear. I think I saw people saying they had the app and they were somehow blacked out when they had the app. I mean, you got to explain this to me like I'm a bewildered, angry Cavs fan who can't watch their game.
Now, were they blacked out on the NBA TV feed, which had different broadcasters, or the Bally's feed, which had our normal local John
Michael? It seems like they were there.
Doherty.
And there were people who were not cable subscribers who said that they were blacked out. Right. And then there were people who said they had Fubo. So I have somebody here who says that they have Fubo and they were able to watch it. But I know for a fact there were people who said they had Fubo and they were not able to watch that game last night.
I've never gotten so many texts.
That is a miss.
About a big game that our area would care about. And they were like, hey, are you even getting the game? Because I'm not getting the game. I got a bunch of those texts last night.
You can't.
I guess I took it for granted. I just have cable, so
it's a playoff game, man.
I saw
people,
influencers making screaming videos, and I understand the frustration. But like we know, me and you know, we have to be able to have every game available to us.
Yeah,
right. So that's why we get cable. I don't know what to tell people who somehow, some way, unless there was a legitimate mistake made. Did people think they were going to be able to get NBA TV?
It is the internet. You can't fix that type of mistake quickly.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just a solid bleep you to anybody
cable,
for the night.
You're talking about people that have cable or no?
Either way, because there's definitely been I'm looking at people who, there were people who just, I don't know, maybe they were looking for something to complain about. But I think I'm looking at people who, by and large, have any one of these apps for the specific purpose of watching the Cavs, and they weren't able to do that last night. I mean, some people might have been complaining, fine, whatever. I can't sit there and go inside their basements and find out whether or not they're telling the truth. But I'm picking up the sense that the vast majority of these folks have Fubo or the Bally's app or something, and the biggest problem was they were cord cutters and somehow their VPN. You mentioned working with a VPN to try to jailbreak and get past it. I have no idea.
To make it seem like you're not watching from Cleveland, Ohio, and therefore the blackout wouldn't exist.
Because I said, I can't believe this is blacked out. And there were people from Western Pennsylvania tweeting, and they said, like, I live in, like, there, one woman said she lives in Western PA, right outside of Pittsburgh. They claim that is an NBA market of Cleveland. You're not able to watch the game.
So, yeah, you wouldn't get it on NBA TV, and also you wouldn't get it on your local Bally's because
we own part of Pittsburgh. Yeah, we own part of Pittsburgh. There you go. Boom.
Yeah,
I'm confused. Unacceptable.
I wonder if the Cavs.
It's unacceptable.
I wonder if the Cavs, do they owe an explanation on this too? Because obviously, it's up to the Cavs to truly educate people on, you know, what the accessibility is going to be and what their distribution is going to be. I would love to hear from the Cavs about Thursday to make sure this doesn't happen again.
I know, but at the same time, hold on.
What are the ways that the people that are screaming and upset that didn't get a playoff game, you should always have access to playoff games. How are they going to be able to get Thursday night? Because it's the same situation.
216-474-0092. Like, I agree with you. I do agree with you. I do also think that it's professional sports. They should be able to turn on the TV and turn on the game. For the playoffs.
For the playoffs,
I mean, for the love of God. Shane and Lyndhurst, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
So I pay for the Bally's app, which granted is $20 a month,
which is more expensive than Hulu, Netflix, Peacock, you name it. And I couldn't even get the thing to work.
So what do you mean it was not working? Like, it was available and was buffering? It was lagging? What was happening?
It was just buffering. I tried it on my Xbox. I tried it on one TV, another TV. Couldn't get it to work. I mean, I did watch the game. I had to be Captain Jack Sparrow last night, which is just ridiculous. I mean, that's
You're drinking
I
rum
all
night? That's not a blackout
well.
On Bally's, though. That's not being able to get it to buffer, right?
Well, either way. Now, were you the only person who had a problem with the app?
Oh, I have a problem with the app almost every game. It's insane. I mean, if you look on X, whatever it's called, you'll see people complain about it.
Okay. What? See, now I'm getting... See, this is confusing here. Okay, so were there a lot of people who had buffering issues? And Shane, thank you very much for the call.
So all the blackouts I'm seeing is NBA TV blackouts, okay. Which is a separate broadcast.
So this is a separate issue now that people are saying they had a problem with the app that it just kept buffering
so
and
NBA
you weren't able
TV
to watch.
NBA TV blacked it out. Bally's apparently just sucks.
Well, and we also talked about this yesterday with NBA TV. Because
that's what I'm reading.
We talked about this yesterday, NBA TV, because we were wondering if the blackouts that existed in the regular season were going to exist in the playoffs. Apparently it did.
Yeah.
That is something I didn't know. I did not know that was going to be the
same
way.
And that's one of those things, even when you buy these, when you buy Sunday Ticket, right? They don't show the Browns version on the Sunday Ticket channel. You still have to watch it on the local channel. You still have to watch it on 19 or whatever it's on.
Real quick, Aaron in Bedford. Aaron, hello.
Yeah, I was able to watch the game last night. I got the Bally's up on my phone, so I was able to cast it to my TV. Now, it did buffer, though, sometimes, but I was able to watch the whole game pretty much.
So, apparently what I'm getting here, Aaron, thank you very much for the call. So, you had maybe was it overloaded?
Because
was
Bally's is the local... The local rights.
That is bad.
That's just bad customer service, guys.
That is really bad. I just wonder, and I'd love to hear from the Cavs. Tell us what to tell the people about Thursday. Because if this is the case, I mean, you have a team that's up 2 games to nothing.
Well, you're the one who has their number over there. I mean, they don't want to text me, so you get on your phone over there and talk to
somebody. Think about
it.
You're up 2 games to nothing. You want to celebrate this. This is a big deal. I mean, the chance, how many non-LeBron Cavs sweeps have we ever seen?
We'll look it up. It has to be years, if ever.
But this is a huge occasion, and if fans feel like they are getting locked out, like that is just not good for anybody.
For some folks, it'll be depending on what you do in this offseason. Like, remember, it's a big offseason, so like if I hate to say it, but if certain people go like that, it's very easy to tune you out. Then it really is. 216-474-0092. We'll get to some of you guys. We got Danny Cunningham coming up at 7:20 this morning. So we'll have an account of him and what the Cavs plan to do as they hit the road for game 3 in Orlando. And the series is going so well, we can't help but reevaluate the past. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on that free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.